or now start naming jobs. And the idea that you're going to give them ownership mentality and they're going to think like an owner. You might ask Jerry Jones about his experiment sometime with, see, there's a fancy word for this. It's called intrapreneurship. And so Jerry read a book and decided to try this in his company. And at the Platinum meeting, everybody jumped all over him, and I spent an enormous amount of energy trying to talk him out of this. And I got a fax from him about 8 months later. It just came in on my fax machine unannounced that just in 46-point type said, Jerry Jones is a big fat ass. And, you know, he learned that it sounds great in a book. It doesn't work in reality. A job is a job. A business is a business. You can't make one into the other.
I know one of your favorite books is Think and Grow Rich, and there are 17 principles. And which one is your favorite for tonight's topic, ruthless managing of people and profits?
Well, it's my favorite, period, only because it's the one nobody else likes. So 16 of the 17 are everybody kind of likes talking about them. The one everybody sort of avoids is accurate thinking. And so it doesn't just apply here, but clearly it does apply here. I mean, to be successful at managing a business and the people in it for maximum profit, you have to start with an accurate understanding of what you got and what it will do and what it won't do, what it will do when you aren't looking, and you have to go from there. So these delusions about, and by the way, the thing that is already running through people's heads that have employees is the management version of, but my business is different, which is, but my people are different. My people would never steal from me. My people would never put all the phones on hold when I wasn't there for an hour and a half so they could have lunch together instead of have lunch in pairs the way I said they should. My people would never tell a customer that my prices are too high. My Harriet would never do that. Harriet's been with me for 37 years, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And see, the my people are different is just as dumb, maybe even dumber, than the my business is different argument. And so, you know, Napoleon Hill didn't intend that those 17 principles to be a cafeteria any more than, you know, God sent Moses down and said, pick four of the 10 you like. He which, by the way, is pretty much what everybody does.
Pretty much.
Hill intended that to be integrated, not choice. And so one is no more important than the other. So the accurate thinking part of this is as important as is the burning desire part of this. And you know, accurate thinking is difficult.
Tell us why you think business owners and entrepreneurs have to stop being approval seekers.
Well, that's, you know, that's the big enchilada in a lot of things. You know, one of the reasons that especially sales-oriented business owners or sales professionals will never use effective access and time management techniques and will not train customers and clients in the way that they interact with them and fire the customers and clients who won't and spend their time developing the customers and clients they will is because they can't stand the expressed disapproval of the ones who won't get it. And so their Willy Loman complex, their desperate desire to be liked by all gets in their way of doing what is effective in selling and in being a business owner. And the same thing now gets in their way of managing. And so, see, again, this is about having a very clear agenda and a very set of priorities. And